This is round 8 in the Tier 1 playoffs at the 2018 NAQT Division 1 ICT. This game features Chicago A versus Maryland A.
Welcome to ICT. This is round 8. Dawson 1. One of these works depicts a race of feathered volatiles who speak a fine lunatic language, while another is set in a huge seashell and features a personification of the Niger River. These works include News from the New World Discovered in the Moon and One Name for the Quality of Blackness. Anne of Denmark commissioned many of these works and appeared in one called The Vision of the 12 Goddesses. Inigo Jones and Ben Johnson collaborated on for 10
masks?
10. Pure greed was the guiding principle of this king's reign, according to Polydore Virgil, whom he commissioned to write the Anglica Historia for 10 each. Name this king, who established a tribunal called the Council Learned in the Law to ensure his rights and collect on debts.
So we're in like early England.
How early?
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
Before 1000?
Henry VII. An act passed under Henry's reign in 1487 laid the foundation for this judicial body, which effectively replaced Parliament during the 11-year personal rule of Charles I.
Star Chamber.
Yes. Henry's commercial treaties included the Inter Cursus Magnus, which he negotiated with this duchy's ruler, Philip the Fair. Its other rulers included Charles the Bold.
Yeah, Burgundy.
You get 20. Toss it. After the assault of Charles Sumner, this man called Preston Brooks the vilest sort of coward and challenged him to a duel. This non-cabinet member negotiated an agreement that granted both signers most favored nation status, replacing William Reed's unequal treaty. That agreement that he drafted with William Seward had its clause allowing free immigration over...
Is it Burlingame?
10. This theologian's version of the via negativa argued that God is the only entity that is truly one and thus uniquely indescribable. For 10 each, name is theologian who described prophecy as a series of emanations from the agent intellect. He wrote the Book of Commandments.
Bonaventure?
Maimonides. This mystic from Zaragoza drew on Maimonides for a system of prophetic Kabbalah. The Devakut methods he introduced to understand Revelation include a science of letter combination.
I think this is Luria. Luria?
It's Abu Lafia. Abu Lafia's influences included Eleazar, a mystic from this city. A 1521 meeting in this city condemned the author of 95 Theses.
Verms, right? That's the deed of Verms.
Sure, Verms.
Yeah, you get 10 on that. Toss it. Much of this modern-day country's populace is descended from refugees who settled in its Majarda Valley and Shariq Peninsula in the 1600s. This country once contained an intellectual center at the Great Mosque of Kairouan.
Morocco.
My life. The far northeastern portion of the Grand Erg Oriental lies in this country. In 1961, France blockaded the port of Bizerte in what is now this country. Djerba Island and the site of the Battle of Zama are in, for 10 points, what country that contains the ruins of Carthage?
Libya.
It's Tunisia. No penalty. Toss up 4. Components of this vector divided by C appear in the Faraday tensor. The longitudinal component of this vector is non-zero in a TM mode, zero in a TE mode, and zero at the walls of a waveguide for all wave modes. When crossing a surface, this quantity's normal component has a jump equal to the surface charge over the vacuum permittivity. This quantity can be measured in newtons per coulomb.
So this is just the electric field?
10.
Nice.
This fictional character is disturbed by a murder she witnesses in the Piazza Signoria for 10 points each. Name this woman who's engaged to Cecil Vice before she realizes that she should instead marry George Emerson.
Okay, so this is in Forrester thing, but I don't know what her name is.
Answer.
It's Emily.
It's Lucy Honeychurch. Lucy Honeychurch is the protagonist of this E.M. Forster novel, whose title refers to a place within the Pension Bertolini.
A Room with a View.
Yes. In E.M. Forster's A Passage to India, this upsetting phenomenon in the Marabar Caves causes Mrs. Moore to lose her faith and disturbs Adela Quested into accusing Dr. Aziz of assault.
I thought it was just an assault.
Like it's the natural
answer
thing that happens in the caves. Like the smell.
It's an echo. You get 10 points. Toss up. The narrator of this essay compares a worker to a mushroom gatherer seen in Wordsworthian perspective. After a mishap by Steve Barber, this essay's central figure is said to strike the pose of Donatello's David. This essay, which is set in a lyric little bandbox built in 1912, describes a man who refuses to make a curtain call after his home...
Frank Sinatra has a cold.
My wife.
1912?
Home run because gods do not answer letters for 10 points. Name this article for The New Yorker by John Updike that describes Ted Williams' last game.
Hub fans bid kid adieu.
That's right, 10 points. And your bonus. In this opera, Laurie Moss muses, "Once I thought I'd never grow tall as this fence," as she anticipates her high school graduation. For 10 each, name this opera in which Laurie decides to leave the family farm after she's abandoned by the drifter Martin.
Something like The Open Plains.
That sounds good. Probable.
The Open Plains.
The Tender Land. This composer of The Tender Land included settings of Simple Gifts and Zion's Walls in his two sets of old American songs.
Copeland.
Yep. This quintet from The Tender Land musically quotes Zion's Walls and is often performed as a separate excerpt. Its title concept is Born of Our Loving, Our Friends, and Our Labor, and is grouped with Growing and Ending.
Any other Copeland?
Beginning.
Beginning, for beginning.
It's The Promise of Living. You get 10 points. Toss up. In a 1992 film, this actor played Mr. Hector, a nosy concierge at the Plaza Hotel who is suspicious of a young guest. The demonic clown Pennywise in the 1990 TV miniseries It was played by this star of Homo...
Tim Curry?
That's right, for power. Your bonus.
Why is that power?
This class of algorithms uses random sampling to numerically solve problems. For 10 each, identify these algorithms. Name for a casino in Monaco.
Monte Carlo.
That's right. This Markov chain Monte Carlo method uses a random walk to generate a sequence of samples from a distribution. One of its namesakes coined the term Monte Carlo method.
No, that makes sense.
Okay.
Metropolis Hastings.
That's right. The samples generated by the Metropolis Hastings algorithm have this undesirable property that nearby samples tend to be similar. A signal has this property if different segments of the signal are not statistically independent.
Okay. Quickly.
Scedasticity.
Autocorrelation. You get 20. Toss up. During this dynasty's reign, wood panels and building walls were decorated in three stucco styles now known as A, B, and C, the last of which is also known as the beveled style. The desert palace fortress of Al-Uqaidir was built by this dynasty. Hindu-Arabic numerals reached the West by way of a book by Al-Khwarizmi, who worked in this dynasty's major library, known as the Bayt al-Hikmah, or House of Wisdom.
Oh,
the Abbasid.
That's right, 10.
Yeah. Jesus.
British playwright Shelley Delaney's first play is named for a taste of this substance. For 10 each, name the sweetener, which according to East Asian legend, can mummify a person who is buried in it to create a mellified man.
Maybe honey?
I think so.
A taste of honey.
Yep. This collection includes a story in which the spilling of a drop of honey from a hunter's bag leads to a war between two villages. The French translator Antoine Galland created a pioneering edition of this work.
1001 Nights. Or okay. Arabian okay. Nights. Arabian Nights.
Yeah. The first chapter of this influential self-help book, which first appeared in 1936, is called If You Want to Gather Honey, Don't Kick Over the Beehive.
Eat, Pray, Love, or
Honey? Oh, I was thinking How to Win Friends and Influence People. Was that later?
Wait, what year
was it? I don't know.
Answer.
Eat, Pray, Love.
How to Win Friends and Influence People. You get 20 points. Toss up.
Sorry.
This English philosopher asked why logic has a ban on mixed worlds if R.M. Hayter's view on moral supervenience holds. This man discussed types of self-love in his 2014 book, Mirror, Mirror. He holds the non-cognitivist view that moral statements are emotive expressions that also project a view of what's true. The Oxford Dictionary of Philosophy was compiled by...
Blackburn?
That's right, for 10, and your bonus. Egon Barr was the architect of this policy in West Germany at the same time it was begun in the U.S. by Henry Kissinger. For 10 each, give this French word applied to an approach to Soviet-U.S. relations based on relaxing confrontations.
Détente.
That's right. This psychologist who developed a semantic differential rating proposed graduated reciprocation in tension reduction, or GRIT, as a way to diffuse Soviet-U.S. tension.
I don't know.
Psychologist, they said?
Answer. It's Osgood. Détente enabled an expansion in U.S. shipments of this good to the USSR, which helped make up for the failure of Kolkhozy.
Probably grain.
Okay, fine.
They shipped a lot of grain.
Yeah, you get 20 on that. Toss it. When calculating this quantity, the sum can be simplified using Ermolev's rule. This quantity can be reduced in a collisional fashion via Dexter transfer. The denominator of this quantity includes the rates of internal conversion and intersystem crossing. This quantity is independent of the excitation wavelength, according to the Kasha-Vavilov rule. Capital phi symbolizes, for 10 points, what quantity that gives the efficiency of a radiation...
Quantum yield.
That's right, for 10. Nice. And your bonus. What? At this lefty's first minor league at bat, in September 2016, he homered off of John Kilchowski, for 10 each, and his former football player who transitioned to a career in baseball as a minor league outfielder in the New York Mets system. He won the Heisman Trophy as a Florida quarterback.
Tim Tebow.
That's right. In 2017, Tebow played in this Florida-based spring training league, the counterpart of Arizona's Cactus League.
God. I don't know what this is.
Everybody's league.
Grapefruit League. Oh. In a March 2017 spring training game, this reigning NL Cy Young Award winner struck out Tebow on three pitches. He went on to win the Cy Young again in 2017.
Maybe like Scherzer, maybe?
Scherzer?
That's right, you get 20 on that. Toss up. This country offered its throne to Aubrey Herbert, but due to his refusal, William of Weed became its sovereign prince. The palm of the right hand is held facing down over the heart in a salute created by a king of this country who swore an inaugural oath on both a Bible and a...
Albania.
That's right, for 10.
Nice.
A folk song tells of the Cannonball, an express train on a railroad named for this river. For 10 each, name this river. From 1922 to 1929, the historic Grand Rapids Hotel operated near a dam on this river.
That's what the Wabash.
Sure.
Wabash.
That's right. The Wabash River bisects this state and forms much of its western border of Illinois.
Right.
Okay.
Indiana.
Yeah.
That's right. The Wabash receives its largest tributary, the White River, near an Illinois city named for this mountain range in the Middle East. A suburb just north of Indianapolis is also named for this range.
Maybe
Zagros?
Atlas.
Carmel, you get 20. Toss it.
Carmel, yeah,
one of these objects that could tell a coward from a brave man is taken from Durnuk in the tale of Kolhuk and Olwen and is the main prize in the spoils of Annun. Unri was one of these objects that supplied unlimited food to the Daga. During an expedition led by Bran the Blessed, And Nizin sacrificed himself to destroy one of these.
A cauldron.
That's right, for 10 and your bonus. Yeah. The woman in this couple sheds her bloodied cloak after a lion swipes at her, leading her lover to believe she's dead. For 10 each, name this romantic couple who kill themselves one after the other under a mulberry tree out of a misunderstanding.
Pyramus and Thisbe.
That's right. Ovid set the tale of Pyramus and Thisbe in this non-Hellenic city, whose gods included the destiny-bearing Nabu.
Nabu.
Nabu, so maybe like...
I don't know. They're not just in Ephesus.
Not in Greece.
Answer.
Ephesus.
It's Babylon. In a dark simile, Ovid compares Pyramus' bleeding heart to a fractured object of this type after Pyramus stabs himself.
Mirror, maybe?
Okay, sure.
No, mirror.
It's a pipe. You get 10 points. Toss up. In 2016, this politician used the N-word in a tweet about Django Unchained. He is the most prominent person arrested in 2014 in relation to the murder of Gene McConville. This man's 1988 invitation to speak on the show After Dark prompted a ban on broadcasting the voices of members of his party. In 1983, this man became the leader of a party whose name means We Ourselves. For 10 points, name this Irish politician who in 2018 stepped down as president.
Adams.
That's right, for 10 and your bonus. In this technique, samples are embedded in a matrix before free radical polymerization is triggered by addition of ammonium persulfate to TEMED. For 10 points each, name this technique developed by Ed Boyden, which increases confocal microscopy resolution by blowing up samples.
It's like maybe STED, but I think it's something else. I mean, super microscopy.
It's expansion microscopy. Boyden pioneered optogenetics, which utilizes this family of light-sensitive receptor proteins. It includes a GPCR, whose cofactor is activated by isomerization from an 11-cis to all-trans form.
Like channel rhodopsin?
I just have rhodopsin.
That's like the one.
I'm going to give it to you.
Types. Okay.
Expansion microscopy was first used to image these gaps across which axons transmit signals to dendrites.
Synapses, right?
Okay, yeah.
Synapses.
Yeah, you get 20 on that.
Okay,
cool.
Come on.
Let's pull it together.
110, 175.
That's what I have.
That's right.
Yeah. So we'll be going to toss up 13. All right, Simon, here we go. A novel by this author features a scroll depicting monks who rape a woman and whose penises are chopped off and put in a vulva-shaped boat. This author created Count Ayakura, who orders Tadashina to ensure that his daughter Satoko is not a virgin by the time she is betrothed. A youth named Kiyoaki and the rebellious Aizao Inuma befriend
So that would be Mishima?
10, your bonus. This man's principle that every epoch is immediate to God implies that all eras must be understood in their own context. For 10 each, and this pioneer of source-based positivist history, who spent his last years writing a Weltgeschichte, or universal history of the world's oldest peoples.
I think maybe Diltai?
That would make some sense.
I'm not a real historian? Okay, Diltai.
Ranke. Ranke argued that this period was not superior to the preceding Middle Ages, but just different. Jakob Burckhardt wrote books on its history and civilization.
Renaissance.
Yes. This Dutch historian examined the transition between the Middle Ages and Renaissance in the court of Burgundy in The Autumn of the Middle Ages.
No. Who's a Dutch historian? Nothing.
It's Huizinga. You get 10.
Oh,
toss up.
He is famous.
This book's opening describes Shem, Ham, and Japheth deciding the world before the coming of the apostle Andrew to Kherson. Al-Masudi's account of the Sakigliba is the only foreign source to confirm this text's account of Askold, who was murdered along with Dieter through Oleg's trickery after besieging Constantinople. It describes...
Primary Chronicle?
That's right, for 10. Suetonius wrote that a revolt in this region was the most difficult conflict Rome faced since the Punic Wars. For 10 each, name this region where the Bellum Batanonium took place. The Ardeii came to dominate this land under the rule of Agron and the pirate queen Teuta.
I haven't heard of those people.
Maybe like Cilicia?
Cilicia. It's Illyria. Teuta's navy besieged this island during the First Illyrian War. A dispute between this island and Corinth over the colony of Epidamnus sparked the Peloponnesian War.
Island.
Could be Rhodes,
Milos. No, it's all those.
Corfu. Answer. Sorry?
Corfu.
Yeah, I can accept that.
Good.
This Illyrian-born Roman emperor retired to a palace in present-day Split after establishing the Tetrarchy.
Mm-hmm. That's
Theodosius.
No, this is Domitian.
Yeah, that guy. Domitian.
Diocletian. You get 10 points.
Sorry.
Toss up. The crystallization of salt in this substance results in characteristic ferning. This substance, which is observed in the Billings method to identify the peak day, can form a plug called the operculum. When this substance has a stringy quality, it can easily be penetrated by sperm around the time of ovulation. The analog of this substance in the respiratory tract is phlegm. For 10 points.
Mucus?
That's right, for 10. This artist's storm in the Rocky Mountains, Mount Rosalie, centers on a peak that he named after his future wife. For 10 points each, name this artist whose travels in the American West resulted in landscapes like the Rocky Mountains, Lander's Peak.
Maybe Bierstadt or something?
Bierstadt. Yeah. A peak in the Rockies with snow in the shape of a cross appears in this English-born artist's Mountain of the Holy Cross. Chasm of the Colorado is one of his massive paintings of the Grand Canyon that was purchased by Congress.
Is it Cole?
Is he German? Sure.
Cole.
No, it's Moran. Bierstadt and Moran joined Asher Durand and Thomas Cole in this school of painters named for a geographic feature in New York.
Like the Hudson River School.
Yeah, you get 20. Toss up. This show's main character pretends to be a crew member of the movie Mud 2, Never Clean, in an episode in which he becomes attracted to a professional escort named Macy. Bill Heath tracks down a long-lost love, whom he regrets not marrying, in this show's two-hour episode, Finding Francis. In a 2014 episode of this show, a coffee shop is renamed Dumb Starbucks. For 10 points, name the series in which a comedian with the surname Fielder...
Nathan for you.
That's right, 10 points. Yeah. These compounds are described by the NXL notation. For 10 points each, name these compounds, some of which possess three center four electron bonds. Examples of these compounds containing a central iodine atom include periodinanes, such as the Des-Martin reagent.
No answer.
Hypervalent. Hypervalent compounds possess a main group atom of an expanded form of this concept. Halogens tend to adopt the negative one oxidation state, since doing so fills this.
Like the octet rule?
That's right. Phosphorus forms many hypervalent compounds, such as this side product of the Wittig reaction.
Triphenylphosphine?
You get 20 on the bonus. Toss up. E.P. Thompson dismissed this concept as Geschichtswissenschaft, or unhistorical shit. A 1986 paper by Daniel Kahneman and Dale Miller posits that this type of thinking assesses deviations from a norm. In a 1973 book, David Lewis defined causation in terms of this concept. In Spanish, imperfect subjunctive clauses starting with the unaccented word si, joined to a conditional, express, for 10 points, what thoughts denote...
Like possibility?
I'll prompt.
It's theoretical.
Mine's fine. What thoughts denoted by a 14-letter adjective which imagine what might have been?
Counterfactual.
That's right, for 10 and your bonus. For 10 points each, name these songs to discuss the use of vulgarities in songs. In this song, Eminem claims that Will Smith don't have to cuss in his raps to sell records, but Eminem does. Its lyrics repeatedly ask the title figure to please stand up.
The Real Slim Shady.
Real Slim Shady.
That's right. This NWA song notes that some musicians cuss at home, but scared to use profanity when up on the microphone. It samples a 1970 R&B song of the same name.
I don't know this.
No answer.
Express yourself.
Yeah,
in this Ben Folds song, he says that being male, middle class, and white makes him real pissed off, and it makes him want to say the F word.
Jesus Christ.
I don't give a shit about Ben Folds.
No answer.
Rocking the Suburbs, you get 10.
Cool.
Toss up. In a play by this author, a novelist named Paul Parsky unwittingly shares a train ride with an avid fan. In another play by this author of The Unexpected Man, Mark is infuriated by the pretentiousness of a painting that is simply white lines on a white canvas.
Razor?
That's right, for power and your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about the political activities of performance artist Vermin Supreme. Supreme has participated in many debates and protests alongside Jimmy McMillan, the founder of this local political party in New York.
The rent is too damn high. The rent is too damn high.
That's right. Supreme held a pony protest in Concord, New Hampshire during a tour promoting this 2017 book. It's the seventh book by the author of It Takes a Village and Living History.
I don't know this.
Oh, this is a Hillary
Hard
Clinton.
Choices, maybe?
Hard Choices.
Hard Choices.
What happened?
Oh, that's
in 2016,
I'm
Supreme
sorry.
Switched its affiliation to this party, whose 2016 nominee for vice president was former Massachusetts Governor Bill Weld. Yes.
What was Weld? No. He was. Maybe? It wasn't green. It was like
Answer.
Libertarian.
That's right. You get 20. Toss it.
Time out, please.
Sure.
I have 215 to 220.
Maryland's winning, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I have.
All right. Are you guys good?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You guys ready? All right. Toss up 19. The soldier Francisco Núñez de Pineda de Bascuñán wrote an account of his happy captivity among this group, which was the target of a campaign by the former slave, Juan Valiente. This group successfully resisted an invasion under a talkie chief named Lautaro, killed Pedro de Valdivia, and established the Biobío River as the southern...
Araucanians.
Yes, I can accept that for 10.
Good boss.
The paper that coined this disorder's name discussed a Parisian woman who believed that various people she met were actually Sarah Bernhardt in disguise. For 10 each, identify this rare condition named for an Italian quick-change artist.
Oh, what's that called?
I don't know what it is.
Okay, no answer.
It's the Fregoli delusion. Yeah. The Fregoli delusion is thought to be caused by errors in processing visual data from these entities. Prosopagnosia is the inability to recognize
faces.
These.
Faces.
That's right. A case of prosopagnosia inspired the title of this 1985 book, man. Whose section, The Dog Beneath the Skin, yes. Describes okay. An episode of hyperosmia experienced by its author.
A man who mistook his wife for a hat.
Yeah, you get 20. Toss it. The Nebra Sky Disc, found in this modern-day country, is the oldest known depiction of the cosmos. The ruins of the trading town of Hedeby are in this country, where the former site of Rerik was found. In this modern-day country, Tony Klune discovered the site of the
This is Germany?
Power, your bonus. Pretending to name these authors who wrote about jazz cornetist Buddy Bolden. Bolden gives a monologue in a semi-dark corridor of an insane asylum in this Louisiana author's Buddy's Monologue. He won a Pulitzer for Neon Vernacular and wrote the poem Facing It.
McKay?
Kaminyaka. This man fictionalized the life of Buddy Bolden in his novel Coming Through Slaughter. He introduced the recurring character Caravaggio in the book In the Skin of a Lion.
I don't know this one.
Anything?
Adichie.
It's on.
What'd you say?
Adichie.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, Headley explains to Ruby that his father named him after Bobby Bolden in Seven Guitars, which is part of this playwright's Pittsburgh cycle.
Wilson.
Yeah, you get 20.
All
right, noted.
Yep. Can we just make sure that...
Yeah, what did you say on the second part?
You said Adichie, right?
You said Adichie.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a different... Okay, than Michael Ondaatje.
I heard him to say Ondaatje, but...
I heard Adichie.
And he himself is admitting to
it. All right, well, if he agrees, then...
I, for what it's worth, heard Adichie as well.
All right, well, then that's 10 points. Okay. What are these microphones good for? All right.
We'll go to the review.
Yeah.
So with that correction, we're going to go into toss-up 21. Now, in a book about the formation of this text, John Kloppenborg argues that a temptation story is one of the three strata of this work. The Farrar hypothesis rejects the usage of this text in explaining the so-called double tradition. This text, whose name derives from the German for source, is thought to contain stories...
Oh, the Q source.
That's right for your bonus. Sorry, this two-word nickname was given to a group of 10 Air Force veterans who became executives at Ford Motor Company. For 10 each, give this nickname, later given to a group of experts employed in the Department of Defense under Robert McNamara.
That right? Yeah, that's right, the WizKids.
That's right. This 1972 David Halberstam book criticizes Vietnam War policies designed by the WizKids.
The best and the brightest, right?
Okay.
The best and the brightest.
That's right. Yeah. This is academic attacked the Vietnam War in his book American Power in the New Mandarins. He collaborated with Edward Herman on a study of propaganda called Manufacturing Consent.
That's famous.
Yeah. Manufacturing Consent is by...
Answer. No, it's Chomsky. You get 20. Toss up. One of these pieces for a deaf man that was written by the composer Alphonse Allais consists of 24 blank measures. This type of piece titles both the second movement of Charles Alcan's Symphony for Solo Piano and the third movement of Beethoven's Piano Sonata No. 12. Gustav Mahler quoted this...
Funeral March?
10, and your bonus. The Maitri Express linking these two countries' capitals was reopened in 2008 after being shut down for 43 years. For 10 each, name these two countries, which completed a land exchange to eliminate exclaves in November 2015. The Mahananda River forms part of the border between these countries and the southern part of the Siliguri Corridor.
Bangladesh and India?
Yes. Refugees who move from Bangladesh to India typically enter this capital of West Bengal. It's the third most populous metropolitan area in India after Mumbai and Delhi.
What is it?
I don't know.
Hyderabad, I don't know.
Hyderabad.
It's Kolkata.
Sure.
The basis for the border between India and Bangladesh is the eastern part of this demarcation line, named for a British architect that divided India and Pakistan. Strangely, this line placed majority Buddhist Chittagong in former East Pakistan.
Radcliffe? Is that the one?
Sure.
Radcliffe?
That's right. You get 20.
Time?
That's
strong.
I have 275 to 280 in favor of Maryland.
That's what I have.
Oh, okay. Did we miss?
All right. You guys good?
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. As noted, this will be toss-up 23. After this man's nephew was killed on Malolo, this man ordered the massacre of over 80 Fijians. This officer charted the Pacific Northwest and named the Indian Ocean-facing side of Antarctica after himself while leading the U.S. exploring expedition from 1838 to 1842. Gideon Wells court-martialed this
Wilkes?
That's right, for 10, your bonus. The model of the universe created by this man was overthrown by Copernicus' heliocentric model. For 10 each, name is Egyptian-Greek author of The Almagest.
That's Ptolemy, right?
Well, Matt, I think we're getting through. Well, in case we don't. Okay.
Answer?
Ptolemy.
That's right. This Greek astronomer proposed the first known heliocentric model and correctly argued that we don't see stellar parallax because the stars are very far away.
Who's a Greek astronomer?
The one who's not Thales. There's another.
Answer?
Thales.
It's Aristarchus. This Athenian names a 19-year cycle over which the solar and lunar calendars approximately coincide. Callippus improved on this man's calculations.
Jesus Christ. I don't
know. Of course. It's this fucking shit.
So we're going to need
answer.
The last one.
No. It's Metton. You get 10. Yeah, I'll turn off the clock for the last toss-up. Okay. Walter Stromquist wrote that for n greater than or equal to 3, no finite protocol always solves this math problem. Stephen Brams and Alan Taylor used this problem to model Donald Trump's first divorce. Bronislaw Naster and Stefan Banach introduced the last diminisher method for this problem, which becomes chore division if a resource is not desirable. Divide and choose is an envy-free approach to, for 10 points, what problem, likening...
Like cake cutting?
That's right, for 10.
Nice.
We're good.
In English, this mark is often erroneously called the umlaut. For 10 each, name is diacritical mark consisting of two dots over a letter.
In French, it's called a tréma, I think.
Say it.
Trema?
It's a diuresis.
Oh.
The diuresis above the I in naive indicates that the letters A and I render two distinct syllables. Otherwise, AI usually creates one of these orthographic units, a pair of letters that represent a single phoneme, such as the SH in ship.
Oh, that's more general than a diphthong. Shit.
Just say that.
Diphthong?
I prompt.
Okay, so a...
Bilabial.
It's a digraph.
Oh.
A diuresis over an I effectively replaces the single spot of the I, a mark known by this name. It is paired with a jot in a verse of the King James Bible.
Maybe a dot or
What is the mark over an eye call? It's just a dot, right?
A tittle? Tittle?
Answer?
Tittle?
That's right. You get 10.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay. What's happened now?
I think we won.
They won. 295, 300.
Wait, what was that one? Good job.